Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Here we go, Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report live here on the Big X Sports Radio. Glad to have you with us on the program today. We do this every day in the 11 o'clock hour, complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. A lot to get to as normal on the program, so let's jump right to it. The Honeybaked Ham guest lineup joining us today after we get through some news and headlines today. In segment two will be Pat Graham, former IU player, former Floyd Central standout. Pat is a lot of fun to talk to on the radio, a great dude, and good to catch up with him after Romeo commits. I'm curious to hear his thoughts on that decision. I'm sure Pat is excited about that. And Pat, obviously, one of the last Hoosiers to come from the immediate Southern Indiana area, him and Sharon Wilkerson from Jeffersonville. So now we've got the triumvirate, Pat Graham from Floyd Central, Romeo Langford from Indiana. Of course, Sharon Wilkerson was at Jeffersonville. But look forward to catching up with Pat about that, about some other things going on with IU basketball as well. So he will be with us today in segment number two. Also today on the program, Greg Mengelt, the sports editor of the News and Tribune. A lot of stuff going on with spring sports. The baseball tournament pairings are out. We're right in the middle of the Hoosier Hills Conference baseball tournament. The semifinal rounds of that tournament will be played tonight. We'll tell you the bracket here in just a little bit. And, of course, this weekend, the Hoosier Hills Conference championship game. We're inching closer to the start of sectional play. The 4A sectional at Jeffersonville is going to be really good. New Albany, Jeff, Floyd Central, all capable of winning that sectional. Also, Providence and Silver Creek in 3A, that sectional at Silver Creek, they draw each other right out of the gate. So we'll talk about that with Greg as well. And the News and Tribune, believe it or not, shouldn't be a surprise to you, working on a special edition coming out Friday in honor of the career of Romeo Langford, and you can get a commemorative copy of that. So we'll talk with him about that some today when he joins us on the program. That's a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Along the lines of Romeo Langford, Floyd County Parks and Recreation announcing yesterday that they are going to name an outdoor basketball court that is about to be constructed at the new Kevin Hammersmith Memorial Park. It's on Charlestown Road, right behind Northside Christian Church. It's also the same park that houses New Albany Little League's new great facility. But they're going to name a court Romeo Langford Basketball Court. I had an opportunity to see a rendering of the court. It's a blue and red court. It's going to have Romeo's signature on the court. It'll have his name going across the far sideline. But most importantly, it's an absolute really nice surface, really nice outdoor goals. I know a lot of times you hear kids say, why don't you go play outside at the park anymore? Why is there no outdoor things going on? Well, they don't want to play on the bad, thick rims. But this is a nice outdoor setting, all first-class equipment that Floyd County Parks and Recreation has got together for this. So they wanted to put his name on it. I think it's a great decision. I know there has been some feedback the other way. It's a basketball court. It's not some big building or some athletic facility or anything like that. It's an outdoor basketball court. And given what he's accomplished to this date, even if he never picked up a basketball again, and we all know IU fans that won't be the case, but what a career that he's had, a historic high school basketball career, been an influence off the court to positive kids, or for kids very positively here in Southern Indiana, not just New Albany and Floyd County. But I think it's great. Groundbreaking for that will be Friday night at 6 o'clock at Camden Hammersmith Memorial Park. Again, 4400 Lewis Endress Parkway, right behind Northside Christian Church in New Albany. So a big honor for a young kid, though. I mean, whether it's an outdoor court or something bigger and more permanent than that, to be 17, 18 years old and have any type of facility named in your honor, I think it shows the impact that he has had on this community, and I think it's great. So looking forward to seeing that come together on Friday night. Also, want to give an update to a couple baseball things here in the headlines segment presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. We try to track our former players, and we talk often about the number of college guys and even some guys playing semi-pro baseball right now from Southern Indiana that are doing well. One of those players is Drew Ellis, former Jeffersonville player. He is playing for the Visalia Rawhide, the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate in the California League. He's played in all 28 games for the Rawhide. He's only one of three players on the roster to play in all 28 games. He has four home runs, which is tied for the team lead in the home run category, 17 RBIs, which is also tied for the lead on the Rawhide team. He's hitting .230 on the season. Defensively, he's only had one error in 28 games, and he is listed as the number 8 prospect in the Arizona Diamondback organization. So those are some big stats and big things for Drew Ellis, former Jeffersonville player, obviously getting his semi-professional minor league baseball career off to a great start out in California playing for the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. One of the hot prospects in the organization, number 8, as I just mentioned, the ranking overall in their organization coming up, and that's big stuff. So it will be interesting to see if he can keep that going in a very positive momentum. But Drew Ellis of Jeffersonville doing really well in minor league baseball so far in the Diamondbacks organization. Also, a college baseball note last night, great game. Indiana hosted Kentucky. I meant to say something about it on the program before the game yesterday, but Kentucky comes from behind to win 7-6 in the game, 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Kentucky. Indiana finishes 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Very tough loss against number 17 ranked Kentucky. Indiana still having a good season. They will play at Nebraska this weekend. Still in contention, I do believe, to host a college baseball regional, which is a big advantage for the home team. But IU baseball coming down the stretch before too long. I saw last night that Louisville across the river only has 6 or 7 home games left in this 2018 college baseball season. So Indiana beginning that stretch as well through the final handful of series before postseason action gets here, which is always fun in the summer for college baseball. A couple other things to pass along to you as well. Hoosier Hills Conference baseball continues tonight. The tournament, the winner's bracket games, Floyd Central with their 3-2 victory over New Albany on Monday night. They will host Jeffersonville, who had a come-from-behind win over Seymour earlier in the week as well. That's a semifinal. The winner from that game will move on to the championship game. I think if you look at the bottom part of the bracket, whoever wins the Jeff Floyd Central game tonight will very likely, unless there's a big upset, play at Columbus East on Friday for the Hoosier Hills Conference championship game. The game tonight is at 6 o'clock at Floyd Central. Lee Kelly, P.K. Falkenstein, and I, we will all be there and have the pitch-by-pitch call of the game from Floyd Central as the Highlanders, after a big win over number 1 ranked New Albany, look to continue their hot streak. They've won, I think, 5 or 6 games in a row now, have Casey LeDuc's Highlanders, and they will try to knock off the Jeffersonville Red Devils today in the semifinal round. So we'll have coverage of that game. We'll also have some scoring updates from the New Albany game tonight. They will play Seymour after being knocked out of the winner's bracket in the first round by Floyd Central. So a lot of high school baseball going on this week. Very important Hoosier Hills Conference tournament late in the season can really be a momentum push for teams moving in to the sectional round of play. So we've got that on tap tonight as well. And don't forget that also we will be with you again later in the week for more baseball coming up here. I should also say in future weeks, we've got the plan to do the 4A sectional. We're finalizing our coverage for that. Going to also try to jump down and follow some of the 3A games as well, especially that Silver Creek and Providence game. So a lot of baseball coverage forthcoming here over the next few weeks. And then, of course, after the sectional round, we'll follow local teams as they move on to the regional round of the playoffs as well in baseball. So plenty of stuff coming here in the summer months on the Big X Sports Radio. That's a look at the headlines for this Wednesday edition of the program presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Great special on Wednesdays at Hoopsters. If you're out and about, you're getting ready to stop for lunch here, you can buy 3 or 6 traditional or boneless wings. And if you buy 3 or 6, you also get 3 or 6 free. So if you buy 3, you get 3. You buy 6, you get 6 at Hoopster Sports Grill. That's every Wednesday. A great special. If you're looking for lunch, make sure you give Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville a try. Also, the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, Elk Run, Valley View, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $20 per round with the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private. You can only play if you're a member or have a Big X Sports Radio golf card. Limited supply. Father's Day just around the corner, and there's only a handful left, I understand. So get yours today at logging on BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. Don't forget, coming up, Pat Graham, former Highlander, former Hoosier, will join us next to talk about Romeo Langford, his decision, and more around the IU basketball program. We also have Greg Mengelt, sports editor of the News and Tribune, will be with us a little bit later in the hour. So plenty of stuff forthcoming right here on a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back on a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report, joined by Pat Graham, former Floyd Central Highlander, former Indiana Hoosier. And Pat, always fun to catch up with you. I'm curious, a week ago this past Monday, where were you at, and did you have the Romeo Langford announcement streaming down in Evansville, Indiana?
I was actually at a baseball field watching my son's old team play. Good friend of mine coaches, and I was watching a bunch of 9 through 12 year olds play baseball, and there was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 people around me, and probably 10 of them had Twitter running, and I didn't have to worry about it because they were kind of giving me updates.
your reaction on him choosing Indiana? Obviously, we've talked some about this with you before, about the decision you made and how it had a ton of positive impacts on you both on and off the court, but your thoughts on Romeo heading to Indiana, not only how that will help the program, but how it can help Romeo as well.
Selfishly speaking, being an Indiana, a former Indiana guy and an Indiana fan, obviously, you know, that goes without saying, the positives on that. I'm really happy for Coach Miller. You know, Coach Crean had a similar situation with the Zeller kid when he committed, and there was a lot of, you know, was he going to Carolina? Was he going to Indiana? All that stuff. And, you know, same thing with Romeo. You know, it's Coach Miller's first five-star, big-star recruit, and I'm really happy for him to get the, you know, the juices start flowing when a Romeo, when a Zion, when these big time recruits commit. It's funny how things start rolling that way. And you know, I know a couple of juniors have already said, "Oh, we'd like to play with Romeo," but it just gets the talk, and it's not just in our small town in Evansville or New Albany. It's throughout the Midwest, if not the country. And so I'm really happy for, you know, the program and Coach Miller and all that stuff. And then, you know, on the side of Romeo, it's just such a different time. And I probably shouldn't even speak on it, but, you know, I always hear this word, which it drives me nuts, and the word is brand. You know, I heard a lot of people say, well, Romeo's brand. And I'm like, damn, he's an 18-year-old kid. Like, who the hell needs a brand when they're 18? But I know what people means by that, but it's such a, to me, it's such a shallow comment. It's such a shallow way of thinking. I guess maybe I'm old school and I'm too old to think about it, but Calvert Chaney didn't have a brand. You know, Damon Bailey didn't have a brand. Pat Graham did. I mean, it just, I don't know. I just don't like that, but I hope he chose it because he thought that was the best place for him and not worrying about his brand. And I, you know, I just respect the kid and how he plays and how he's acted. So, you know, I have probably a little, you know, waiting so long and all that stuff. I get it, making the decision, you want to come down and you want to make the right one. I get all that, but, you know, that brand stuff I get. And again, I never heard anybody out of the Romeo camp say that. I just, you know, the national people and the recruiting services, that's who you hear that from. And it just kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat Graham joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report. Pat, talk a little bit, and we've done this before too, but I think it's the time is right again now. Talk a little bit about what you've seen in Romeo as a player. You're someone that played the game at the highest levels in college basketball and beyond. Your thoughts on Romeo and where he stacks up in Indiana and heading into his freshman year in college as we look at him from that perspective and that angle now, how he stacks up as an incoming freshman that will be playing Big Ten basketball here in just a number of months.
Oh, I think he's going to do great. You know, it's, you know, everybody always asks me, well, how good is he? And again, what a broad stroke of the brush question. But, you know, I always say he's, in my opinion, and I probably saw him live 10 times and watched him on film probably another 6 times. You know, they're totally different players, but the best player I ever saw me in high school was Sean Kemp in 1988. And I played with Sean in a couple of AAU things. And he was just one. He was a freak. He was a different animal compared to all the other players. He was just on another stage, and wow, was he good. And, Romeo kind of reminds me of that. Now, Sean was 6'11 and, you know, 240, 250 or something. And I know they're totally, but I'm just saying he's the best player I've seen come out of the state of Indiana since Sean Kemp. And, you know, before Sean Kemp, I don't even know how far I'd have to go back. But Sean Kemp, in my opinion, was the best player to ever come out of Indiana, again, in my young age. Glenn Robinson was right there. Romeo was that type of player. I just, you know, I hate, well, I'm one and done. Again, there's another thing I can't stand. Hey, why don't you just go play basketball, and then at the end of next year, decide. If it's 2 years, if it's 3 years, if it's 4 years. I mean, I just, again, I think that's such a shallow way of thinking. And again, I haven't heard anything out of their camp, but I know that's what kids think nowadays. But I think he's just a dynamic player that can do, you know, he's just not a dunker. He's just not a three-point shooter. He's just not at this. He's just not at that. I mean, he's got a complete game that, I mean, you know, I can probably count on one hand how many I've seen. And again, you know, I guess I kind of got to the high school scene back in the mid-80s. He's just another level type of player that can just do everything well. And you know, everybody goes, what's he great at? And I go, I don't know if he's great at anything. He is really good at everything. And that's just, people don't understand, that's not a cut, that's just that's hard to do. You know, you're a good defender, you're a good rebounder, you're good offense, you're a good ball handler, you're a good shooter. I mean, it's just, there's just very few of those kids, and he's just good at everything. And he's got size, and he's got speed, and he's got height. You know, but that incoming class has a lot of pieces too that, you know, maybe, you know, I obviously root for Romeo where he's from, but that class has a lot of pieces that you like to see as a fan. And, yeah, I think I think they're moving in the right direction, obviously.
Pat Graham with us here on the Hoosier Report. I've had a lot of people since Romeo made his decision. Of course, that silly one-and-done talk does start. I agree, and I think a lot of that's to blame on how the media portrays and pushes that sort of thing, already making mock drafts for 2 and 3 NBA drafts down the road. We're not even to this year's draft yet. But the next question I've had from, you know, a lot of local people, hey, when does he go? And I know he's playing in the Indiana-Kentucky game. And, you know, what will he be in summer school? What will his summer be like? And I know that they've probably changed some things since you were there, but summer school, very important to get some classes in or at least a couple credits in before you start the true school year. And the strength and conditioning programs now, just really unbelievable at some of these universities, and it looks like Cliff Marshall at Indiana, who Archie Miller brought in with him, is really doing a great job developing some of the players' bodies. But how important generally do you think that this summer is for not just Romeo, but for any guy that's going to be any player that's going to be a freshman, especially playing high-level ball, to continue to work on their body, to maybe take that next step physically to get ready for the game and very physical level of basketball that's played often in the Big Ten?
It's a totally different time. You know, when us seven freshmen were going, I think we still played another summer of AAU, and you know, no one does that anymore.
Right.
You know, we were in San Antonio, Texas, playing an AAU tournament against Shaquille O'Neal's team in the national championship in San Antonio after our senior years. And so it's just, again, like you said, the weight room and all that stuff has just changed totally. And that's understandable. I kind of get that. You know, I'm a creature of habit. So, you know, I wanted to get up to Bloomington fairly quickly just to get acclimated. You know, high school basketball, I guess, is, you know, I'd consider fun. College basketball I won't say it's fun. I don't want anyone to say, oh, Pat Graham said it wasn't fun. High school basketball was fun. College basketball is a job. You go to school, and then the rest of your world is thinking about how to be a better basketball player, how to be a better team, how can we do this, how can we do that. And, you know, so the fun time, so it's kind of like I see where these – and I get the quarterback thing's a different thing, but these kids that are leaving high school early to go up to their schools, and trust me, I get it, to get acclimated, but I'm like, damn, don't you guys enjoy the high school life a little bit? And kind of this fence where you go, man, I think that's going up, getting involved way too early. And then also there's the kid that goes up way too late, and then he's behind the eight ball. You know, I laugh, and I've seen some, you know, recruits that are, I guess, reclassifying, and I Joe Hinton and Blaine Dust might disagree with me, but maybe they may have wanted me to go to IU early. But I mean, I did not want to give up. And that wasn't even discussed back in those days. But to be honest with you, I enjoyed my high school life, and I enjoyed playing high school basketball. And these kids that are wanting to reclassify so they can get to the NBA by the time they're 19 years old, I just don't understand. And so everyone's wanting to do things so quickly. And again, times have changed. And you know, you ask a baseball trivial question, I can get on Google and have the answer in 10 seconds. So we got to get to the NBA as quickly as possible. It's just the way life is now. But I do think it's very important for those freshmen to get up there and get in with the weight room. That was very important to us, but not till after our freshman year. You know, after our freshman year, Coach Knight kind of looked and said, seven freshmen, we're weak, we're slow, we're this. All of a sudden we got involved in the weight room a lot more after that. But, you know, I think the sooner those kids can get up there and acclimated to the system, the better.
Pat Graham joining us. Great stuff from Pat Graham, by the way. Getting away from Romeo and his decision to attend IU for just a moment, I am curious, and we've talked about a lot of special times that you had at Floyd Central and Mr. Basketball over the handful of times you've joined this program, but I am curious, Pat, when you look back on playing basketball here in Southern Indiana, as a player that was always noted in his class as one of the best, what some of the great competition you had. Was it in the park? Was it open gym? I mean, oftentimes it's not some camp or some special thing you might think was really, really loaded with good players. But when you just played on a regular basis here, where did you and your teammates and others go to get better and feel like you played some of the better players from the area or maybe even beyond?
Greatest, one of the greatest things that ever happened to me when I moved to Floyd Central as a seventh grader in the summertime is Monday through Thursday at the Floyd Central gym was I guess open gym. And so, you know, I lived a mile from the high school. So every Monday through Thursday night, either I got dropped off or I rode my bike up there. And, you know, as a seventh and eighth grader, I was sitting there watching the godfather of the gym was Richie Johnson, who went to New Albany and Missouri, then U of E. And Richie Johnson was the godfather. You know, Bubby Mukes and Richie Johnson and Kevin Owens. And there was just guys that were all obviously older than I, that, you know, I watched when I was a little kid. You know, some of the former U of L players would come over. I remember Lancaster Gordon and Milt Wagner come over a few times. And that was the place where everybody played. And it just so happened to be a mile from my high school and at my high school gym. And I just remember, like, I think I was an eighth grader, maybe a freshman, and they were short on players one night, and Richie Johnson picked me up. And why, I don't know, but I played with him. And again, I was smart enough to get the ball to Richie when he asked for it. And from that point forward, Richie Johnson always kind of took care of Pat Graham. And so, obviously, the more I played with those older guys and bigger guys, again, I was a little punk, and you obviously didn't call a foul, and you obviously, if you hit somebody, you called the foul, and I didn't have much street cred, I guess, when you're younger. But, man, Richie Johnson helped me out so much up there, and I don't know, it was probably 10 years ago. He was up in Detroit, and I got a hold of him on the phone and just talked to him a little bit. And I don't even think he has a clue what he did for me, but those were where we played, and you can't find that anymore. It's all this AAU, and which there's nothing wrong with AAU, but there's it's just, you know, you have to have referees, you have to have a scoreboard, and those Monday through Thursday games were just, I mean, it was cutthroat, it was competitive, no one liked to lose. If you lost, you had to sit for a couple games. It was a learning experience, and then I went to community park a lot. In the afternoons in the summertime and down there in New Albany. And it wasn't as good as the Floyd Central gyms at night, but it was pretty good. That's where I kind of learned how to play, to be honest with you. If you want to talk about street ball or a little bit, you know, not set plays and stuff in high school, but just playing and learning when to keep your mouth shut and learning when to be, you know, you're the guy on the court and you call the foul and everyone shuts up. And again, I always laugh because Richie Johnson was always the godfather. When he said something, it went. No one questioned him. And he took a liking to some small kid, and I greatly appreciate it throughout the years.
Pat Graham is with us here on a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report. Getting some great stuff, Pat. You're a radio pro. I don't even think you know it, but just great to have you on. I want to ask you this. Southern Indiana as a whole, obviously, it's split with its fan bases, Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana fans. How big is Romeo to Indiana from a fan perspective and for Archie Miller and the university as a whole? Maybe I don't want to say that they've lost Southern Indiana. I know that that's not the case at all, but maybe to fire up some of the fans that have gotten a little quiet over a couple of years of not making the NCAA tournament or over some low years, some struggling years for IU. How big can this be, even if it doesn't translate into a national championship down the road or even a Big Ten championship here in the next couple of years, just to get some discussion, that chatter that you mentioned earlier in our interview back for IU?
Oh, it's huge. Again, the things that have changed so much, you know, I laugh. Someone said something about, well, when you signed, I had a little kid, a friend of mine's little boy, he's probably 9 or 10 years old, and he asked me, again, we were talking about that Twitter stuff, and everyone's watching this on Twitter, the video, Romeo's dad and the preacher, and they had the coach. And I mean, you know, this show that I just kind of looked at and I said, are you serious? And someone said, one of these little boys said, how was your signing day? And I started laughing. I said, I remember walking into the athletic director's side of the building. I walked in, Joby Wright was standing there. I signed a letter. He said, I'm off to Evansville to sign Calvert. And then I got to go to Peoria to sign Reynolds. And I don't even know if they got a damn picture of me signing. So, I mean, I'm like, I know I'm not Romeo, but, you know, I was a pretty good player. And, I mean, like I said, I don't even know if there was news people there. But the talk, because of Twitter, because of Snapchat and Instagram and the internet, I mean, it just went boom. And again, I'm just laughing, going, man, this is just an 18-year-old kid that's one hell of a basketball player. The thing that Indiana hasn't had, again, probably since Zeller, is that big-time recruit, which, you know, Coach Knight used to get them all the time. And I think Indiana fans, Kentucky fans right now are going through it. You take it for granted. Because when it leaves, you're like, when's he going to get another one? When are they going to get another one? When's Indiana going to get another one? And not to say they haven't signed good players that ended up being good players, but I'm saying that big marquee name. And it like I said, it went viral. It went national. It's not just in New Albany that this was a big story. Not even if it was a big story in the state of Indiana. It was a big story nationally. I mean, there was people in California and Arizona and Maine, New York City, North Carolina, that was watching that silly Twitter of Romeo where he was going to go. Zion Williamson signed, and I was in a high school gym in Evansville-Harrison High School gym watching a girls' game when Zion signed, and I had my phone out because I wanted to see where he went. I was actually praying he didn't go to Kentucky. I didn't care where he went, just don't go to Kentucky, which I got my wish, but that's how things have changed. I just had a feeling on Romeo, and again, they did a great job. If their job was to keep it quiet, I said I'd never been around any kid at any sport at any level that's kept something so hush-hush. But I said when he was going to supposedly sign after the signing or sign autographs after the signing, I said, I want to see him sign autographs if he commits to Vanderbilt. And I said, there's just something about this that he's going to go to Indiana, and I felt pretty confident. I wouldn't have bet money on it, but I was pretty confident that he was going to Indiana. But again, it's all based on the internet and the Twitter and the Instagram, because everyone knew he was going to sign autographs, and that news broke. And I mean, again, it was national, and it's huge. It's huge for Coach Miller. And I would be very surprised if more guys don't do the same thing as Romeo, if not wait to the last minute like Romeo did, and, you know, out of the state of Indiana. And it's a copy, you know, I'd say copycat league. Everybody calls the NBA a copycat league. Well, recruiting's a copycat way. You know, everybody started going to one and dones like Calipari did. It's a copycat way of doing things. And I'm guessing hopefully more kids go to Indiana this way. I don't care when they sign, late or early or whatever. But I do think it helps with the momentum. I guess the word is momentum. And, you know, Archie obviously has that moving in the right direction with this. Plus, he's got, you know, three or four other great recruits. And I think the momentum will see the momentum continue, if not grow, from this. No question.
Pat, before we let you go, didn't I see something about a reunion for players, maybe at French Lick coming up for IU basketball players that – Archie Miller and the staff and the athletic department are organizing?
Yes, they, you know, Coach, when Coach Crean got there, they did something at French Lick, and Mr. Cook and I forget the I'm doing a bad PR move, but the French Lick casino and that the old hotel and all that stuff. And I went up there, actually, my wife and I went up there for Coach Crean's first year and had a great time, golfed and saw some old guys that, or old teammates that you hadn't seen in years or got back for it. And they've started trying to do that more and more. And yeah, they're going to have one. I got the email. I've got the text messages on it. And again, with having two kids, as you know, former players, former managers out there that got kids, it's kind of their world, and you're just trying to live in it. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back or not. But yeah, they do a great job in getting. Again, you talk about momentum. It's the same type of thing. You got to have your formers with your presence, with your futures all together to kind of grow something, and they've done that, and they're going to do that again in French Lick.
And Pat, speaking of Twitter, you can follow Pat at pgram10. You do a great job of tweeting, but you don't do much about basketball. I've noticed you do two things. You keep us all up to date with your bulldog that you have, and you also do a great job. If I ever come to Evansville again and I need chicken wings, I can go on your Twitter and find all your reviews and photos, and I'll know exactly the right flavor, and if I want boneless or bone-in or whatever. You do a great job reviewing chicken wings as well.
Well, let's be honest about this. I get so tired of I've always told myself I get so tired of people's opinions. You know, people come up to me and go, what do you think about Romeo? I won't even get the answer out, and they'll tell me what they think. And I'm like, you don't even care what I thought. You just want to tell me what you thought. When it comes to basketball, it's kind of the same thing. I've got 10,000 opinions, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if any of them are right. And I always told myself I'm not going to be that guy that gets on Twitter and blast Coach Miller or blast IU or blast football. I'm not going to do that. I have fun with Twitter, and I love reading it. It's a great tool. But yeah, my two bulldogs and chicken wings and some stuff like that, I have a little fun with. Hell, I have more fun, or I have more followers with bulldogs than probably anything. So I keep my opinions for wings and bulldogs, and I don't get in trouble. And I said, if I ever start throwing out opinions on basketball, someone shoot me, because I'll be in trouble when I start doing that stuff.
Pat Graham, former Highlander, former Hoosier, always great to talk with on the radio. Pat, always enjoy it, and we'll have you back again soon. Appreciate you coming on, carving out some time for us today.
Anytime. Love doing it.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Former Hoosier, Pat Graham, he is great. I told him earlier today when I spoke with him off air, he probably has a career in radio if he wants it. He's entertaining. He's well-spoken. Got a good voice, and I just enjoy having it on. It makes it easy radio for me. Ask him a couple questions, and he's got some great stories and great memories and great opinions about things. So we will have Pat Graham back again here over the summer a couple times as we build up to what will be an exciting season, no question about that, for Indiana fans, wanting October, wanting November to get here already with a couple late additions to the 2018 class and some real momentum for this IU basketball program. There's no question about that. We'll head out to a commercial break, but first I do want to remind you that we'll have high school baseball on the airwaves tonight. PK Falkenstein, Lee Kelly, and myself will be at Floyd Central High School, the former home of Pat Graham, tonight at Highlander Field for Hoosier Hills Conference Baseball. It's a semifinal game. It's Jeffersonville at Floyd Central. First pitch is at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air about 5:55 with our pregame coverage. Should be a great game. Floyd Central playing some really good baseball. They've won a number of games in a row. Jeffersonville really good as well. The winner gets to march on to the Hoosier Hills Conference Championship game on Friday. So that game coming your way tonight right here on the Big X. We'll head to a break. We'll come back with more. Greg Benegel, sports editor of the News and Tribune, will join me next on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back here. It's a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report, which means it's time to check in with Greg Benegel, the sports editor of the News and Tribune. And Greg, a lot of stuff going on with spring sports especially, and it's a big week for high school baseball. We're smack dab in the middle of the Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament, which will play out with semifinal and some consolation bracket games tonight, and then, of course, the championship game on Friday. Sectional pairings are out, and sectionals are just around the corner. We've got some interesting draws, so plenty to talk about, plenty to cover here over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
I want to ask you about, first, the Hoosier Hills Conference tournament this week. Obviously, yep. Floyd Central gets a 3-2 victory over New Albany on Monday night. It's a big win for the Highlanders. We've had tons of talk about New Albany, who's been ranked number one in 4A baseball for much of the season. Jeffersonville, very good this season as well, but it's the Highlanders that record the big win in the opening round on Monday night.
Yeah, I've been, people saying this is Jeff and New Albany, their tournament to win, talking more about the sectional than the conference, but I keep saying, Floyd Central is just too talented to count out. I think the same case can be made for Bedford. I know Bedford's not as good as last year, but that's a good team as well. So counting out Floyd Central would be a mistake, I think, in the sectional. While New Albany and Jeff are still the favorites, and it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. I have a feeling that Jeffersonville is going to win the Hoosier Hills Conference, but I also thought New Albany would beat Floyd. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight and then, of course, in the sectional.
Greg Bengelt, News and Tribune sports editor with me. I'll tell you what, I'm interested to see Floyd Central tonight against Jeff because the Highlanders have won, is it 6-7 games in a row now? And I'm interested to see if they can continue playing some great baseball. They've really been able to put it together here over the last week and a half or 2 weeks.
Yeah, from 4-9 to 9-9, and now with a chance to go above 500. They can hit up and down that lineup. I think it's probably as good as any lineup that there is, maybe with the exception of Jeffersonville and New Albany in the area. I think it's as balanced of a lineup as you're going to get. Everybody in that lineup can hit, and they've got a couple of nice pitchers, nice young pitchers. So, Jeffersonville, on the other hand, very good pitching depth and a lineup that can really hurt you. They overcame 6 errors on Monday night to win that game, and when you can do that, it says a lot about your offense.
Greg Bengelt, sports editor of the News and Tribune, with me here on a Wednesday edition of the program. Don't forget, a lot of the things we talk about with Greg are covered or will be covered in the News and Tribune. You can read their great coverage of local sports at newsandtribune.com/sports and follow Greg and the sports team at NewsTribScores on Twitter for a lot of in-game updates and their coverage as well. Let's talk sectional pairings for just a moment. Let's keep it on the 4A group. Many of the Hoosier Hills Conference teams also feed into the same 4A sectional. It will be played at Jeffersonville this year. And just like basketball with that 4A group, you got to say this, that the draw matters a lot, especially in baseball with pitching. And there's no question that not only is Jeff hosting the sectional, but they got the best draw drawing Jennings County, probably the weakest team in the sectional, in the bye game. On top of that, that puts them an easy path to the championship game with the opportunity to preserve a lot of their pitching.
I've never seen a favorite shift so much with a draw in any sport, maybe ever. It's you go from New Albany's ranked number one, they're probably the favorite, to after the draw saying, well, it's hard to imagine not seeing Jeffersonville, at least in the championship game. So you kind of have to move that over to them a little bit. I mean, seriously, to get a game in the bye game that they should be able to, not use up a lot of pitching, at least their prime pitching, just to get to the championship game where they should be all set up to do whatever they want. Meanwhile, New Albany, Floyd Central, Bedford, they'll all be battling each other just trying to get to the championship game. So, yeah, huge advantage for Jeffersonville. I think the one team that's not much of a danger to pull an upset, and I think the only one in the sectional that's not probably capable of winning the sectional is Jennings County. So just a huge draw for Jeff. It's hard to imagine anyone ever getting much of a better one.
Talking with Greg Bengelt, News and Tribune sports editor. 3A sectional, the real draw of interest or the real game of interest there is Silver Creek and Providence. The two favorites, Silver Creek the host, They played a few weeks ago. Providence got a big win, I think, by a number of runs. It was 17-9 or something like that, maybe 17-11. I'm not sure if I've got the score right. But nonetheless, it was a big win for Providence and a surprising win as far as what the margin was. But with that said, those two draw each other right out of the gate. They're going to play in a first-round game. And one of those really good teams in our area, very immediate local here, are going to be eliminated right off the bat.
Yeah, that's kind of the opposite of 4A. The two favorites drawing each other in an 8-team sectional really opens things up for teams like Charlestown, which is, if they can get by Salem, we'll see either Providence or Silver Creek's second pitcher, most likely, and teams like North Harrison, who should come out of the other side of the bracket. North Harrison, a team that has a win over New Albany this year. So interesting, but that is the big game. And the winner of that will become the favorite to win the sectional. And they're both really good. I would completely discount that result last week. Neither one threw a pitcher that's likely to see the mound against the other this time. So, they're both going to have big arms going. Both teams are state championship contenders, no doubt about it. They are both that good. So it'll be interesting to see what happens the second time around because, with baseball, it just kind of sometimes it depends on that pitching matchup. And because they drew each other, we're definitely going to get a good one.
Greg Mingelt, sports editor of the News and Tribune. He's with me Wednesdays as we talk through local sports headlines here on the Hoosier Report. Speaking of local sports and headlines, Romeo Langford, obviously a subject that we are both very familiar with. I saw that you guys have some special things coming related to Romeo in Friday's paper.
We're going to have a congratulations poster. The things keep coming. I mean, for Romeo, exciting time. Having a park basketball court named after him on Friday, very cool. 18 years old and you have some basketball courts named after you, you've done something right. I think it's a sign that not only do people like the way Romeo played basketball, but they like him as a person. I think that's become quite obvious. And, it's a big respect thing to be able to accomplish things like that in high school. And looking forward to see what he does in college, even as a Purdue fan. I will be adopting the Hoosiers for a few years here.
Greg, I really like the basketball court idea to name it after mm-hmm. Romeo because, it's a court. It's an outdoor court. It's not some big fancy facility. You might save that for a guy that has a storied college and NBA career perhaps down the road someday. But it's an outdoor court that a lot of kids are going to utilize, and we sure know what kids in Floyd County and specifically in New Albany and even farther than that. But we know what they think of Romeo, and we know how Romeo has mm-hmm. handled his dealings with them. So based on a 3,000-plus point career and Mr. Basketball and just everything he's meant to the community, it's the perfect honor, I think. And it's a huge honor to be, as you said, that age and have that sort of something named after you. But I do think that given what he's meant to the community, it makes a lot of sense, and I'm glad the timing matched up. And the park is, and I meant to talk about this some earlier, the park out there is already beautiful with the Little League facility operational and games underway. But as the mm-hmm. nice shelter house, and there's a small amphitheater where there's going to be plans for some concerts and things, it will be a very first-class court. There won't be one like it, at least in Floyd County. And very fitting, I think, and very cool to see.
Yeah, I think it's probably about, like you said, just about perfect. It's a great way to honor his high school basketball career and more than that, who he is and how much people in Southern Indiana have appreciated him and respect him.
Absolutely. Greg Mingelt, sports editor of the News and Tribune. Greg, I will see you along the trail somewhere, I'm sure. Hoosier Hills Conference baseball tonight. You guys will be covering that. We will be broadcasting it as well. And, of course, we'll talk next Wednesday right here on the program.
All right. We'll see you out there. Thanks, Matt.
That's going to wrap things up for this Wednesday edition. Thanks for being with us. A couple reminders before we go. Don't forget we will be live tonight from Floyd Central. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock. Our pregame coverage will begin about 5:55. Jeff and Floyd Central, second meeting of the year for those teams. Of course, this is the conference tournament meeting. The winner of the game advances to Friday's conference championship game, which will be played very likely at Columbus East. They are the favorite to come out of the bottom half of the semifinal bracket. Also, Big X Sports Radio golf card. A couple reminders on that. They have went like hotcakes. There are only a handful left. Father's Day is coming up, so if you do want one, now's the time to get it. 812-725-1457. Again, 812-725-1457, or visit BigXSportsRadio.com. You can play a ton of great courses. It's under $20 per round. You got to be a member or you got to have the card. The card's an easy way to play a lot of golf at some first-class courses across the area, so make sure that you check that out. Looking forward to tonight. So weather's clear, check. Temperature, check. If you don't have anything going, come out and watch a local high school baseball game. You've got New Albany and Seymour. You've got Floyd Central and Jeffersonville. I know there are some other games outside of the Hoosier Hills Conference tournament being played tonight, so make sure that you check that out as well. Don't forget also, podcasts are available of the show, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. And you can also search the Hoosier Report on Apple Podcasts. It's an easy way to keep up with the show if you missed a segment, especially if you missed the Pat Graham interview earlier. Great stuff with a former IU legend, or an IU legend still, and a former Floyd Central player as well. One final note, I want to squeeze this in. Tonight, New Albany High School, doors open at 6 o'clock. It's an opportunity to purchase tickets to the Indiana All-Stars against the Indiana Junior All-Stars exhibition. Last game at the Doghouse for Romeo Langford and Sean East, obviously outgoing seniors that will head off to college at the conclusion of the All-Star Games. They'll also be selling tickets for the game at Bankers Life on coming up on Saturday, June 9th as well. Have a great day, and until tomorrow, Matt Dennison saying have a great day, Southern Indiana.